look at you, sir. You're awake. Very good, very good. Do you think you can sit up? Easy does it. Easy does it now. Oh, you do still look so weak. Do you think you can sit up for a little while to drink your afternoon tea? Bless. There you are, sir. Drink up. Need to get your strength up. There you go. Feeling a little bit better, are we? Good. I can see the colour coming back to your face. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Just finish it up. Finish it right up. You gave us quite a scare earlier, you know. An absolute fright. Why, it took me and the mistress both all of our strength to get you right to bed, and we could only make it to the guest room. Tuckered her right out, it did. And after we gave the doctor a call, she had to take a little rest. Swear she is now still. All done? Good, sir. Very good. I'll take that. It is funny. Oh, my special afternoon tea always helps, doesn't it? Family recipe, that. Oh, no, I can't give away family secrets, no, can I, sir? Passed down from my ma, from my grandma, and from her mother to her, and on. Right proper lineage, that. Special tea for the afternoon, special tea for the morning. But enough about that for now. How are you feeling? Better still? Good, good. Take in a deep breath, yes. Now exhale. And one more time, one more breath, and exhale. Ah, look at you, ready to take on the world. Shame that'll only last for, oh, I reckon 3/4 of an hour. Why would I say something like that? I mean, sir, haven't you noticed how much faster it is you're getting fatigued in the evening? Why, before, you used to just get a little more drowsy around your normal bedtime, and now, look at you, passing out in the middle of the afternoon. That only took, what, a few months? You really, really need to work on that stamina, sir. No offence, of course. I'm only looking out for you. Oh, no need, sir. You need not remind me of my place. I'm very aware of what it is, what it always has been, but also what it could be. I think we need to talk, sir. No. Stay in bed for now. You only have so much strength, and we wouldn't want it wasted now, do we? Well, look at you, putting one and one together and making two so fast. Yes? The teas. Of course. It's simple, really. An old trick from the old country. The way how me grandma and me ma made sure that granddad and me dad both came home at night. You slip them a little something. Just a little something. To make sure that they knew to come home at night. Ma always said I was a clever girl. I mean, she never said it was a good thing. But you take what you can get, you know, and I figured, why not? Why not put it to more ambitious use? Sir, I'm gonna need you to calm down now. Please, for one thing, no one's around to hear us. Mistress was in such a state after all, and I, the ever-dutiful servant, made sure to give her something to calm her poor, frazzled nerves. She won't be up for hours, and when she does wake up, she's going to need the second part to clear that fog that'll linger for days. And we don't want that now, do we? And 2 and 1 make 3. Good, sir! You're quite the clever one yourself. What do you I want? Oh, sir, I want to see you back to the man I first started working for, the man I admired so very, very much from the first time I laid eyes on you. I want to see you filled with that verve and vigour as you continue rising to be a captain of industry. I just want to do that by your side. Yes, I know you're already married, and mistress is a fine woman, yes. But I can be so much better for you. You know that too. Does mistress make you laugh the way I do? Does she take care of you better than I do? I see the way you steal glances at me, sir. The little twinkle in your eye when you do. And who am I to deny my handsome sir whatever he desires, yeah? Oh, you can deny it all you want. That's fine, my love. Such a thing as propriety and all. And I'm not asking for that right now. But mistress is getting older. I wonder if she's only gotten duller over the years. I'm younger, fresher, and I can make sure to keep you happy. Happier than her, than anyone. I just have to give you more of a reason. Oh, look at that. 40 minutes. We're running out of time before the weakness takes over again. And to tell you the truth, my specialties are providing diminishing returns. See, the really potent cure that will last much longer will... How can I put this? My cunny. It comes from my cunny. I know. But you have to understand, I have my own specialties. I drink as well. Me ma could never explain what it is. And when I was doing my own research on the chemical compounds, a very intelligent and very boring man made mention of metabolites or something. But it doesn't matter. What matters most is that every fortnight or so, my dad, my granddad before him and so on, made sure that when they made love to my kin, they spent particular time with their heads between their legs. The more enthusiastic their attentions, apparently, the longer and better they felt. My ma certainly didn't seem to mind that. Come now, sir. You're running out of time before you're absolutely useless to yourself for a spell. Besides... My sweet little cunny will take good care of you, as long as you take good care of her. You don't believe me? Do you want to wait to see how long it will take you to wake up this time? What state you'll be in then? Oh, it won't kill you, sir. But given enough time, you'll pray for it. After all, my granddad wasn't my grandma's first husband, you know. Still don't believe me? I know, it's a lot to take in. The proof, sir, is definitely in the pudding. So, to be honest, I'd usually say to look away, but you're about to become very well acquainted with Mufera's flower. So I'm just going to pull up my petticoats and check. Oh, yes. Quite wet I am. One finger or two, sir. Up to me. How gracious of you. Open your mouth, sir. Stick out your tongue. Go on, sir. Nothing ventured, nothing gained after all. You're so adorable, turning your face away. But sir, the longer we stay playing this game, the longer mistress stays unattended, and we don't want her to be in such a state now, do we? Ah, yes. I told you how sweet I am, didn't I? But you also feel just a little more energetic, don't you? So now do you believe me? Fantastic! Let's get started, shall we? All you have to do is lie back down. And all I have to do is climb onto the bed as I gather up me petticoats and straddle your face. Of course I'm not wearing any knickers, my dove. I knew you'd need your medicine as soon as possible, and I didn't want to delay it. Can you see how eager I am to give it to you? Can you see how I'm dripping down my thighs? Lick them, my dove. Lick up my thighs. You can take a little time. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, the flat of your tongue is so warm. So soft. If you want to nibble on my skin just a little, I wouldn't say no to that. Sir, I would not say no. Ah, yes. Very good, my dove. I'm going to lower myself down now, and you're going to lap up all of your medicine, aren't you, sir? Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it, sir. Oh, that's it. Oh, right there. Oh, just a little nibble. Oh, just a little bit more. Oh, your tongue just like that. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I've been waiting, dreaming of this night, sir, since I first started working for you. You and mistress. My little cunny would ache and ache all day and night as I brewed my special teas, serving them to you, watching you enjoy them. Empty teapots, empty cups. Oh, but look at my sweet eager dove's prodigious engine, swollen and eager underneath his nightgown. All of that vigour and energy returning with such a vengeance. Would my dear sir mind if I paid his member some sweet attentions as well? Oh, sweet indeed. There'd be days I'd listen to the water boiling, roiling, and as I'd sneak in a quiet corner and touch myself, my fingers slick and dripping. I couldn't help myself, sir. I couldn't. You understand, don't you? Because this was the moment. I knew you'd take such good care of me. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes. Oh. think Sir has had his dose for today. But he has yet to have any release for himself. My dove like to release himself deep inside of my sweet little cunny. Of course he would. Because he doesn't have much of a choice now, does he? Oh, but tell me anyway, sir. Tell me how much you want to find out if I am as tight in welcoming as I am sweet. Louder. No one else can hear but me. And I'd very much like to hear my dove sing. That's good, my dove. Let me turn around and shuffle down your beautiful body. My, these petticoats just get in the way sometimes. And yes, let me mount you, sir. Let me take this wonderful cock of yours, still slick and wet with my saliva and your issue. I can tease myself with just that proud head for a moment, can I, sir? You're so giving, sir. So understanding of my needs. Can you hear how wet my sweet flower is? Let me just sink down just a little bit. No, you need to be inside of me, don't you, sir? Don't you just want to feel all of me? Sod the tease, just give you all of me. Say it, sir. Say it like you mean it, so I believes you. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, I live to serve you and your perfect member. Oh, you feel perfect, sir, filling me up just right. I know what you need, sir. I promise you. I can hear you, you mistress, when she deigns herself ready for her wifely duties. She just lays there and needs you to be so gentle, to be so careful, so boring. Shh, 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 lay still, don't move, let me do all the work, my sweet dove, let me give you a taste of what your life is going to be like from now on. Do you feel how I flutter around your thick cock like a wet velvet glove, tightening and releasing, tightening, releasing? Oh, the things I know, sir, the things I'll do for you. The things mistress won't do, can't do. Oh, I know, you think you love her. I can't deny the affection there, but she's not worthy of you, sir. Definitely not worthy of this gorgeous member. I'm going to ride you now. I'm going to ride you until you release. I know how eager you must be. I can feel you twitch and swell. Mistress. Mistress doesn't have to be woken from her fog, you know. I can keep her there. Just a special tea twice a day for a few months, that's all. After that, she won't even need the tea. In fact, There really, really won't be any coming back. In public, you can play the doting, caring husband. So attentive, so mindful. And I, the doting maid, all of her friends already know how high strung she is, how fragile, how weak. There won't be any shame when you have to send her off to the asylum for long-term care. Better care. Care that will leave her comfortable for the rest of her short days. She'll slip away peacefully in her sleep. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of you. Just like this. Better than this. I'll milk you, sir. Milk you with any and every orifice of my body. Eagerly. Happily. As long as we're together, sir. As long as you come for me, sir. Come for me. Come inside me. Oh! 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 Yeah! Oh! Oh, sir. Oh, yes. Yes! Oh, I'm so full of you, sir. First time, that was wonderful, better than I ever expected. Sir, why are you crying? Oh, no, oh, my sweet dove, I know this is a lot to take in, and I promise you it will be worth it. Look at how much better you feel, how much stronger. It will be worth it, sir. Every moment, I will be worth it. Now, you catch your breath, yes, and I'll go get supper ready for you and mistress. We must make sure you keep up your strength.